This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DJ SMKMOX. Happy Tuesday to everybody. One of the prettiest days I've ever seen out there. Just gorgeous. You guys, you never get to take walks, do you?
Oh, I take walks?
No, I mean together.
Oh.
Like Rachel, Amy and me?
Rachel and I don't go on walks together.
No.
It'll help the show.
It'll boost morale.
Yeah.
Bro, we could.
Take Andrew with you now and then. You know,
so, well, we used to go down and get coffee at Catalyst before they abandoned us.
I know. We really lost a lot there, didn't we?
Yeah. Now our walks are a little aimless. Like, it used to be like, let's go get coffee.
Let's get coffee.
Like, let's just go stand outside.
Look at the art.
Such a scenic part of the city.
It was a little sketch today. We had to alter our route a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Just being accosted?
You just get your spidey sense going, get a little vibe going when you're downtown for a while, and you're like, I don't think so.
Where'd you walk to?
Just around the building. We usually go around, like, Soldiers Memorial.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Come back.
That's a big walk.
Every now and then, we'll take the whole crew down to Chili Mac's. It's a little bit of a walk.
Yeah. That's nice, though. That's not as bad a walk.
We need to go this week.
It's pretty desolate, though. Like, there's just nothing.
Yes.
We literally will walk. What is it? How far is that? 6, 7, 8 blocks?
Yeah.
We usually don't pass a single person. Until you get there. When you get there, there's people there. Yeah. Like, people are going to that spot.
How many businesses do you see
open?
None.
Not as many as closed.
No, yeah. Mostly empty storefronts.
Yeah.
Welp.
You guys should take walks.
There's that.
And then you proceeded to not sell it very well.
You guys should take. There's nowhere to walk.
Not much of a live endorsement for walking downtown, is it?
Oh my gosh.
Which is kind of sad, though. It's almost like a dystopian post-apocalyptic thing because, like, we'll walk down to City Garden and be like, it's so pretty. It's so nice. And there are no humans here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is nice down there.
Yeah.
The problem is there
man.
Are just pockets, though, right? Yep. There are pockets that are nice. There's the ballpark area. That's pretty nice. Ballpark Village.
I would disagree. I would say the downtown, if you define downtown West as like from the Fox down to the riverfront, I would say there are pockets of bad.
Okay, maybe that's better. We're just in one.
We are. I mean, we're at 12th and Olive, and it's kind of a no man's land, really not a lot of industry going on.
No, you're right, because up there by the Fox and the Sheldon and Slough and all that, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, feels city-ish. Downtown feels city-ish. There just aren't that many people.
Union Station, Maggie O'Brien, City Park. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's very nice.
It's all part of that same,
Soulard, West End.
Oh, Downtown West used to really be awful, right? Didn't they film that Escape from New York? And it was supposed to be like post-apocalyptic New York.
No.
That was back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And they filmed it downtown West.
You know the famous fight scene in the big giant
Barely remember the movie.
It was at the Grand Hall at Union Station.
Yeah, okay.
Which is now gorgeous, but they were redoing it, and it's just all torn up. I loved that movie.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch it.
It's a good one. Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken?
Yeah, that was Who's My Boy? Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Yep. Kurt Russell. Thank you.
And the New York was a prison, and the president's plane crashed there, and he had to go in and get him out. And there are lots of shenanigans.
Wow. This sounds like a great 80s movie.
It's like one of the ultimate 80s movies.
Total classic.
And Snake Plissken, he's just very Snake Plissken. And, you know, Adrienne Barbeau was in it. You won't know who she is.
Kurt Russell has a mullet and an eye patch.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's like every man in the world kind of wants to try that look out.
He's wearing camouflage like yoga pants.
Did Kurt Russell have an eye patch and a mullet in half of his movies, or did it just become an iconic look? Because that's what I picture with Kurt.
I think it's just that one.
Didn't he have it in Overboard, too?
He had a mullet for sure.
He has a mullet in that one.
He lived in the mullet era, though.
Yeah.
Like, those guys, there were a lot of mullets in the 80s.
That's kind of his go-to. He does very well with a mullet.
Yeah.
Did everyone have a mullet? Everyone here?
Oh, man.
No.
Of course.
Yeah.
I told you about mine.
Oh, yeah. The perm in the back.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That thing was bitching. That's what they used to say back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm. It was a cool
radical
word. Yeah, rad.
Radically bitching.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it funny how when you're young, you just never think it's not going to be like that?
I know.
You know?
That's how I talk myself out of buying like any trendy piece of clothing is I'm like, I'm going to look back on it and I'm not going to enjoy it. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to stick with my boring clothes.
I wonder if there's ever a time, because there's really not an era for me that I don't look back on with... embarrassment's not the word. There is a lot of embarrassment, but just like anachronistic. It just doesn't mm-hmm. feel like real life. Mm-hmm. I wonder if in 10 years we'll look back on 2024 and go, yeah, that feels about right. Or if we'll be like, God, I can't believe we were doing this and saying that and wearing this.
I feel like there's always going to be something that you look back on and go, I can't believe we thought that was normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what the generation, whatever the decade is, I think there's always a thing.
But I feel like decades had brands. They had identities. Mm-hmm. Like the 80s is a brand. The 90s is a brand. The 70s is a brand. I feel like once we got to 2010 and 2020, you can dress in 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s clothes. Like 2020 doesn't have a brand. The early 2000s did for sure, like the Britney Spears, young Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, young Christina Aguilera. That was a look. But somehow, something happened after 2010 where I feel like right now, almost every decade is semi-represented in some of the clothes.
Yeah, I feel like for me personally, I definitely had a brand during all of those decades and life had a brand. From 2000 on, I feel like someone just took a spoon and stirred it up.
Yes.
I remember Nick being little. I remember Phoebe being born. I remember getting the show. I remember everything, but it's not distinct. It's just sort of like this glob of life. Maybe because it's the most recent. Maybe yeah. you need time to you know, put things together.
I also think like the younger you are, the more you change those patterns. Like, oh, do I like this kind of thing? Do I like that kind of thing? And then once you're grown, you're like, yep, this is my thing.
Well, for me at least, in my younger years, I was reacting. I was reacting
sure,
to things
mm-hmm.
and not reacting confidently. I was reacting, you know, just like, how can I fit in? Whereas like the last 20 years, I've definitely done a lot of reacting, but it's been more intentional, I think, on my end. You want to tell them about our little video project?
Oh, yes. I just finished it. I just saved it, so nice. It'll go up soon. We want to post more to Twitter, so we decided to make a video today. It's kind of like a little DGS ASMR video. There's not very much talking at all, but it's just kind of our pre-show routine. People can check that out. I will post it to Facebook and Twitter once we go to break here.
Nice. Very nice. You want to give a shout-out to your peeps? Came in today?
Oh, yeah. The broadcasting students from Lewis and Clark Community College came by. They did a tour. Dave was nice enough to do a little Q&A with them. It was really nice.
Really cool.
Meeting all of them. And, you know, shout out to Mike Lemons, who's been there for forever and does a great job with the broadcasting program. But it was just really cool to see, like, the first year students and remember that time in my
they're
life.
They're all fresh.
Yeah, they were
full
very
of
cute.
Hope and promise.
Uh-huh.
And I mm-hmm. dashed it all.
Yeah.
I remember when I interned here, in the summer of 98, and oh my gosh, why am I blanking on his name? I never should have. The anchor, Bob, Bob Hamilton. I'm Bob Hamilton.
You had to do the voice.
That's how I remembered it.
Yeah.
He
was the anchor.
Fox News. And he was so funny, but I was always there when he was there, and he was like, this is a dying business. This was in like 1998.
Then it was at its peak.
Yeah. It was like everything was going really well. And then there was some show that was on at the time. I don't remember what it was, but it was on in the station and you can hear it. And he's walking around going, this is radio for idiots.
He loved this show.
It was a nighttime show.
He's like, well, the industry died.
Yeah. Hey, via the Twitter, we got somebody that forwarded Todd forwarded a Facebook post about the filming of Escape from New York at the Fox Theater.
Oh, very cool.
With pictures and everything. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. They did film at the Fox, didn't they?
Yeah. It did not look like it does now.
No, it was it was trash for a while.
1981.
Hmm.
So it only When did it come back? Like when did they redo it? Was it
like
the 90s?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I know I went to it in the 90s. I saw a show with my parents there. So I know at least since then.
Sometime.
It's pretty bad when they're like, okay, we need to shoot New York in shambles. Let's go to St. Louis.
Well, but I think it's also, I know that we keep saying that it's much, much worse now than it used to be. And maybe that's true, but clearly we've had our challenges for decades.
For a while.
This isn't a last five years
kind of
thing.
If you wanted blight, you could find it.
Yeah.
You knew where to look.
You're right. They're filming a major motion picture, and they say, we need a real crappy place to shoot. Where do we go? This was back in the 80s.
Well, okay, but to your point, we've actually made a lot of improvements because I think it was my uncle who left town in the 80s. You know, he went to school and never lived back, you know, in St. Louis after that. And when I told him, oh my gosh, I'm in Forest Park twice a day, you know, even if it's dark in the morning or whatever, I run all over the park. And he's like, is it safe? I'm like, is it safe? It's the safest place in the world. Like, it's amazing. But you see pictures of, like, the jewel box was all broken and in shambles. And it wasn't until Forest Park Forever came and fixed up Forest Park. That's new since the 80s. Like, Forest Park is just amazing. Yeah. It's our crown jewel. And that's new since then. Like, we have made some great improvements.
Yeah. So it's possible. I mean, look at the Fox, look at the Union Station, look at Forest Park. Sometimes you just get too stuck in your snapshot.
Well, you know what it takes? It takes people who really care. Yes, it's city leaders, but I think it's the rest of the community, too. We all kind of have to care about it and not just complain about it.
Oh, can I bitch about something?
Sure.
I know how much you love that. Last night, I got DoorDash. I've been eating healthier, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm just going to get some McDonald's. And I ordered, this is sad when a grown man orders this for himself, but I got a Happy Meal with no toy because, you know, I don't need that kind of noise.
Did you say no toy?
Yeah, they give you a choice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I got a Happy Meal. I got a fish fillet and a soda, and when they delivered it, they just delivered the soda. It was just an empty bag with a soda. So I say, hey, didn't get my stuff, and I took a picture, and the food was like $17, and I tipped them like $6, so it ends up being like $23 or something like that, which is another embarrassing thing, but it's my life. And they're like, oh, we're really sorry about that. You can get $3.62 in credit. And I'm like,
that can't be right.
This is crap. But also, do I really want to deal with DoorDash? But I had nothing else going on. So I dealt with them, and it took me two bots and a person. And finally, I had through to the person. And as soon as I showed them the picture and said, I don't know why I'm not getting a full refund, they're like, neither do I. I can issue you a full refund right now. We're really sorry. But, you know, like, what crappy customer service to say, we ordered you one out of, you know, four items, the cheapest one, and we're going to just refund you for that.
Uber does the same thing, because clearly it's being dealt with by a bot first, and they just hope that you'll go away when it's over. You have to get
close.
It happened to me the other day with a ride, and I forgot what exactly happened, but they didn't show up. And I was like, I know what it was. They booked two rides simultaneously for me. So I tried canceling one, and it ended up canceling the one I was already in, and they made me get out. And I was like, wait, hold on a second.
What?
No, so it was a whole mess. And at first they were like, nope, this is a correct charge. And I said, you find the way to get to the person. And eventually I got an email back and said, we've refunded your entire ride. So you just have to be persistent with it. But they make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah, I was mad.
Because they think you'll give up.
And I wanted my Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's the principle.
It is. 123 DGS and KMOX, happy Tuesday to you. Can I share my last night on the couch in the zone? Thought it was a really good idea for a topic today. I was watching a little TikTok, and it was Fleetwood Mac, and it was Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham singing to each other, but it's after they broke up, and it's a song she wrote about what an a-hole he was, and they're just staring into each other's eyes, and I wrote down Fleetwood Mac, Stevie, Lindsey, still in love. And I thought, this is going to go at least two segments. Then I got up this morning, I'm like, I don't even remember writing that down.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Yeah.
I think they're definitely not still in love, I think is a safe assessment.
Both alive? Yes.
Yes. You threw me on that one.
Everybody's like, hey, dude.
Why wouldn't they be?
At first, when you said Lindsay Buckingham, I was like, the violin lady?
That's Lindsay Sterling.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And it's also a different gender.
Wait a minute. How do you know
Lindsay
that?
Lindsay Buckingham is a man.
I know that now, but
who's,
I mean.
Who's the violin lady?
She's like
Lindsay
electric
Sterling.
Violin.
Like, she dances and plays. And I only know of her through Instagram.
Yeah, she like river dances and.
Yes.
That sounds terrible. Is she super hot?
She's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to insult her because she'll probably end up like, well, advertise, hey, Lindsay Sterling's coming to the Fox.
Well, because it is like really amazing.
Kristen Amy giving away Lindsay Sterling's.
Yeah,
she might be.
Amazing violin.
But like, I don't know. It just doesn't, maybe it does, it must appeal to people because they go to her
she's
shows.
Touring.
Yeah.
She's hugely
and they're
popular.
Full crowds in
one
theaters
the,
like the Fox.
One of the gymnasts on Team USA does her routines like in the Olympics exclusively to Lindsay Sterling. It's like her thing. So if you can imagine what kind of music that is, right? Kind of like high
energy. And
she's
river
energy.
Dancing?
No.
No, not
high
really.
Energy kind of like, violin.
Yeah, dancing around the stage and whatnot.
I might go see that river dancing to the violin.
Man, I love river dancing.
Those are your people.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hoity-toity.
Did Michael Flatley die, or am I imagining
no,
that?
No, he didn't die.
He go to jail or something?
He fell on Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham and killed them both. He just started dancing. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clack.
You know, it's like River Dance, because that's what Michael Flatley started. And then when he got kicked out or left, he started Lord of the Dance.
Oh.
That's right, Lord of the Dance.
And we did some joke when we were kids, because like my brother was little, like 3, and we would dress him up. So we put him in little black pants and tied a thing around his head, but we made him like a Missouri Hoosier, so we called him River Dan. And he's like, it's River Dan. And he's like living in the Missouri.
Is he okay these days?
He's okay. But it was like the Missouri backwoods, like the Hoosier dancer River Dan. Anyway.
Wow.
I thought I should not say the story.
And here I thought she was sheltered growing up.
Well.
Yeah, just when he thought she didn't get out much.
Yeah.
He's River Dan.
Yeah, living her life.
Imagine that. Amy thinks she's better than the river people.
in a van down by the river.
I told you kids to go play and look down on people. There are so many groups that you haven't pretended.
So we dressed him up like a backwood trash Hoosier. You know, someone from Missouri, by the river.
Oh, no. He
you know, like those people in Alton.
He was dressed up like Michael Flatley. He was River Dan,
right,
the dancer.
It looks like he lived by a refinery.
No, that's you.
That's damn.
It's all of us.
It is. Yeah. It's this entire room except for Kevin.
Kind of all of us. Yeah, for us, it was just an automotive. Yeah,
we all grew up by rivers.
Yeah. All of us have an organ on the outside.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. For me, it's my colon.
For me, it's my uncle with a big organ.
I remember being in doubles practice in high school, like 8 a.m, and like literally you could throw a baseball and hit oil tankers, and just thinking, I'm never going to be 6 feet. I'm going to lose my hair really early. It all came true.
I think the Labadee coal plant's like the largest coal burning plant. I grew up out near the Labadee plant.
Don't try to make it better now.
Yeah, no, but I think I think it's the largest.
Yeah, stolen Hoosier Valor.
Yeah, she's
right?
Stealing
I'm
Hoosier
not saying
Valor.
Hoosier Valor.
What the hell does this lady
I'm
think
just
she
saying,
is?
I
Unless
learned
you could
this.
Light the dirt where you grew up like I could.
I learned this. I didn't know Labadee was like one of the biggest coal-burning plants in the country.
You know, I used to go to King Louis.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know King Louis,
hell
the great
yeah.
burger place. And it's right across the street from a refinery.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, even as a kid, you know, we're in the car, we're eating the food, looking across the street, and I'm thinking, this can't be good.
Mm-hmm.
This and that's not a kid be from good Granite.
Oh.
I know.
Oh my God.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
134 DGS and KMOX. I realized last night, you know how they're like two pack a day smokers? I'm that way, but with paper products. I go through so many paper towels, toilet paper, napkins at work. I know it's bad for the environment. I should use rags or something, but I am a huge waster consumer of those products. You guys have anything like that?
Hey, here? Andrew's like that too. He goes through 60 pieces of paper a day.
What is this? It's show prep.
He's been sitting on that for a while.
Dude,
we have this fight kind of a lot. So we have our show prep that we print out on pieces of paper, and Chris and Amy seem to think that it's a problem. So, I mean, if you'd like to confront anybody else in this room about that,
the printer starts to shake. It starts smoking. It's like, it can't make it through the project.
So we'll go ahead and stop with all that show prep that I print
out.
It's
like a World War II bomber.
Chris and Amy have a problem
with
it. So, you know, we have to simply make sure
that. Toothpaste?
I use so much toothpaste.
How much do you use at a sitting?
So it falls off the toothbrush.
Okay.
I
don't need all that.
You're squeezing icing onto a cupcake, you know, around, and then I'm like foaming at the mouth.
You don't do it like the commercial. You do a little pea size drop. That's what they tell you.
I don't know why, and I know it's wrong. And my mom goes, "What do? Eat the toothpaste?" Like that's what when I was little, she'd be like, "That's the only explanation is if you're eating tubes of toothpaste."
But you're grown now.
Yeah, I still do it.
You could still be like, "Nope, that's too much. I can use less."
No.
Is it pleasant the way you do it?
It feels so clean because you're just like foamy.
Do you do the same thing like washing your hands, like instead of the amount needed, but like 77?
Yeah, soap, shampoo, toothpaste, any type of like soap or cleaner, I use too much. I did this yesterday. I started and this is really bad because it's bad for your dishes, makes them not shiny, is if you use too much dish detergent, it's really bad. When it comes to soap and cleaning products, I use way too much.
There's a thing called diminishing returns. Once you reach a certain point, you're not doing any better.
I know, but it's
Smarty.
It feels so clean and it's all sudsy.
It's going to be just as clean with less.
But it feels cleaner.
You know what I'm going to do? I could spend $10 on that, but I'm going to spend $20 on it because it'll make it feel better.
That's right.
You know, I think I'm about to Kevin this segment because I don't really...
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I overconsume any. I can't think of anything that I use too much of. The only thing I do too much of is overpack. I know that.
Oh, yeah?
Like, if I'm going somewhere, I take way more than
too many hats.
Which is weird, right?
I don't know. I'm like, how do you pack your hats?
And I might. Because when I bring hats places, they get smashed.
Oh, yeah. You know, you stack them. I'll show you later. Okay.
Do you always wear hats? I mean, I've only seen you in a hat.
Yeah, kind of.
No, there was the one day you didn't, and everybody was like, what's happening?
Terrible waste of hair.
I know.
That's what
I
said.
Yeah, you do. You have good hair.
It's fine.
No, he always says that. He goes,
It's fine.
No, you know what everyone assumes? Everyone assumes you have no hair. No. I've talked to people who've asked if I've ever seen you without a hat on, and I said yes, and they said, is he bald? And I'm like, no, he has hair. Why does he wear a hat? I don't know. That's what I say. And then he goes, it's fine.
It's fine.
I'd say my thing is probably plastic bottles.
Plastic? Oh, that's so much worse.
Good. Yeah,
that's
I agree.
That's the worst possible answer.
Yeah,
I agree. It's bad. Well, they can start putting them in glass bottles, and I'll buy those.
Get a cup. Have you bring your own coffee?
Well, not for that. Like for the prepackaged things, like Gatorades and Mountain Dews and Prime, and you know that stuff. Regular like the flavored drinks.
Plastic scares me more than anything. That's the part of climate change, which I don't know if it falls under climate change, but that's the part that scares me the most. Are all the microplastics everywhere? Mm-hmm.
Could it be the island in the ocean that's scary?
Yeah, how big is it? Texas?
I don't know, but it's crazy.
Twice as big as France. And there's two or three of them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
One day we'll be able to just scoop it up and launch it into space, right?
It's in our bodies.
It's in our bodies already, the microplastics, because they're in the food we eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one environmental fear I have. Plastic.
Rachel, you a waster?
I try not to be. I do use too much laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
Your clothes just smell better. Mm. But I mean, I look at that as like not a huge deal. I give myself a pass.
It's not like show prep paper.
No.
Yeah, recycled show prep paper. The absolute worst thing for the environment.
No, he just throws it all away. Right in the garbage. He doesn't care.
I think
what
a good thing it is that the E. coli is on baby carrots, not Cheetos, because half the country would be dead. Like, there's a ceiling on baby carrots.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, only so many people are going to get real sick from that.
Yeah, you notice, though, you don't get E. coli from any of those processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I heard that.
Trump's fit as a fiddle.
I heard that.
It's only the vegetables on top of the processed food.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the
lettuce,
onions.
Yeah. Lettuce, pickles,
if you
carrots.
You can just avoid the vegetables
onions.
On burgers.
That's why you just pick those off.
I did see with that picture with Elon Musk and Trump and RFK Jr. in his plane eating McDonald's, and someone overlaid the Star Wars episode 3 where he's yelling at RFK Jr., "You are the chosen one." And he's like eating the hamburger.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, you know. That guy wouldn't eat anything crazy.
I said
just
yesterday.
Just dead bear on the side of the road that he scoops up.
I don't think you guys were in the room, but I was making the contrast that Kamala preached that they were the party of joy and we're bringing joy back. And then I saw Trump at the UFC match and then on his plane eating hamburgers with RFK. And I'm like, they are having a blast.
Yeah.
They're having true joy.
I mean, didn't you see him dancing?
Yeah.
Elon's got the joy dance down.
So, okay, I'm confused about something with Trump and Elon. I get why they're attracted to each other. I understand power, you know, and power. Who's the cool one?
Trump.
Trump is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a good question.
I don't think there's any question. Yeah. I don't Elon, think there is any question. That's easy.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Elon is not at all in any... Like, Trump does dorky things, but I think it's partly age.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you look at the videos of Trump when he was in his 30s and 40s, like... He acted like one of the cool guys, and Elon acts like a dork. And again, we're all, I'm a dork.
Doesn't $314 billion add some cool points?
I mean,
you would think so.
You would
no.
think, yeah.
Bill Gates?
Yeah, for maybe doesn't anyone else.
Bill Gates isn't cool.
What was that movie with Will Smith and what's his name? Kevin Allen, where he's like
Wild,
teaching
Wild
him
West?
How to be a cool guy.
I think it's Godfather.
Like, what?
Is it a hitch?
Hitch.
It might
Kevin
be. Why doesn't
Kevin
Elon
James.
Have an it? I have a hitch. Somebody that could teach him how to be cool.
I think he doesn't think he needs it.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of don't if you're that rich, right? But anyway.
Yeah, you're right. No, because money doesn't make you cool. That, was it the Microsoft Windows launch?
Oh,
party?
My God. Have you seen that video?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
Bill Gates
oh,
and all
this,
the guys.
Right?
They're
so.
Kind of doing a Trump
yeah, yeah,
dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Steve Ballmer.
Oh, he's nuts.
Feet. Having a yep. conniption fit. It's he thinks he's dancing and being cool, and it is... The greatest.
It's awesome. It's like a bunch of
I'm
going
to show Dave during the break because it's the great. I might have to tweet
What do
this.
You guys make of the great normalization of Trump going on with Bill Maher saying I'm through making fun of the guy. I'm going to embrace his administration and hope for the best. Morning Joe, going to Mar-a-Lago, kissing the ring. Lots and lots of people on the right seem to be, on the left seem to be running toward the right.
My guess is it's just... straight exhaustion. They don't feel like there's, well, what are you going to do? Because if after all of that, after which I think was a bungled pandemic response, after January 6th, after everything that happened, the court cases, all of it, and he still ended up winning, and he's going to win the popular, he did win the popular vote, it's probably, well, you just kind of throw your hands up, and if, well, if, you know, if
yeah.
this is what people want, what are we going to do?
Well, they still, and also, I think, at the most basic level, he is going to be the president of the United States. As Ranj mentioned, he won the Electoral College, he won the popular vote. So if you are a media organization, you have to report on and talk to the president of the United States and his administration. And I think as an American, you know, whether you... liked him or really don't like him, you say, okay, well, here's where we are, and you want to hope for the best for America with appointments or whatever steps are taken. But I think as a media organization, you can't deny he's the president yeah. of the United States.
Did you guys happen to see Jon Stewart on The Daily Show talking about the difference between institutional and loopholes? I will bastardize this, but it was an interesting Jon Stewart thought. And he was basically saying, he didn't say this, but I remember learning in junior high about how the Revolutionary War that the Great Britain was fighting in like the French Square and we were hiding behind logs and they thought that we were just guerrilla warfare scare people. And he was basically saying that the Democrats are so prim and proper, and they just bitch and moan about you're not following the rules. And the Republicans under MAGA are all about finding the loopholes and saying F it and making things happen anyway. And he was saying the Democrats need to do more of that to stop just following. Don't break the rules, because they're not breaking the rules. They're just finding loopholes, like, for example, the recess appointments to get Gates in. That's a you can do it. It hasn't really been done for that reason before. Supreme Court
not letting Obama have the nomination, right. Like things like that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there were always. I would have to look through. I mean, you can find both parties have found loopholes. Like when Joe Biden, the Supreme Court said he can't forgive student loan debt, and every week you saw he forgave another so many billion dollars because he was able to do it loophole by loophole. That's how he got it done. And it, you know, there's a lot of these conversations are not new. They've been going on forever. I mean, you know, people are talking about the mandate. If you go back to Clinton's victory in the 90s, I think it was his first one, or maybe it was his second victory. He won 43% of the vote, and the cover of Time magazine was, it's Clinton's mandate. Like he won it. He won he won 43% of the vote. He's got the Senate, the House, whatever it is. Like, it's his mandate. And so that's an old conversation going back to the 90s. And then we also know that it doesn't exist. Senators need to do their job. If you have a mandate, what's the point of the Senate? We also know that Joe Biden had the trifecta when he took office, and there were several of his appointees that the Senate said no to.
But also, I don't recall in 2020 it being declared a mandate. I don't recall Obama declaring he had a mandate at any time.
No, but that's what I'm
saying.
Maybe
it happened in the 90s.
It happened in the 90s, but thing is,
I think the Republican Party absolutely has done that more often. George W. Bush, they did it, and now Trump is doing it here. It seems like it's been used more by them lately than the Democrats have done it.
Here's what I know. For every administration going back to the 80s now, the executive branch has grown, which means both Democrats and Republicans
100%.
Have done it. And Obama did a lot of pen and phone diplomacy. That's growing the executive branch.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, executive orders have been, blowing up since right after Reagan?
Mm-hmm. I'm at a strange lady. 151 DGS. I got all excited today. I'm so stupid. There's an asteroid out there that is made of platinum and other precious metals, and they're trying to figure out a way to capture it, although it's very large. And they said that if they could capture it and they split it evenly between all 8 billion of us, we would each get about $1.5 billion. It's that much money.
Hmm. Let's catch it. I could probably use
heist
that.
Of the century.
Would it just crash every economy if everyone on Earth was a billionaire? Or would it just be great?
Well, if everyone is, then no one is, right?
Yeah.
Well, and also, like, if it's precious metals or rare metals and everyone has them, they're no longer precious.
Well, no, because they're needed. Like, part of what makes things valuable now is more that what they're needed for, as opposed to just, oh, it's shiny, like, you know, some of those precious metals are what make our computer chips and things like that.
So. Not just that they're shiny.
Oh, man.
Well, no, that's not, I mean, think about it. Our entire monetary system in this world is based on a rock that's shiny that's not useful for very much of anything else.
I like shiny rocks.
What can gold be used for? It's a great conductor, but at the time it became valuable, nobody knew about electricity.
You know what the best conductor is?
It's because it was shiny.
The best conductor of electricity? It's silver, but it's too expensive. That's why we use copper.
That's not where I thought you were going.
No,
I thought there was a joke too. I was doing the same. I'm like,
I was going through all the conductors I knew, and I had none.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking Tom Hanks, Polar Express.
I was thinking Ringo Starr when he was Shining Time Station after George Carlin.
It's funny. I mean, you really threw us on that one.
Because
we're
fact.
Overthinking.
There's got to be
whatever it is. We don't know what, but it's going
to
be dumb.
We were bracing.
Yeah. Here's what happened. I played Trivial Pursuit on Sunday night, and it's going to last me a while. I learned Scooby-Doo's full name.
Scoobert.
Scooby-Doo. You knew that?
Yeah.
And you knew Shaggy's real name?
Mm.
Shaggeth the Fourth.
No, Norval Rogers.
Mm.
Did not know that.
How many people play Trivial Pursuit still?
Well, at least three.
I haven't played in so long.
No, it's been
I loved it though.
Decades.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite category?
What are they again?
Like arts and entertainment.
Whatever the one has sports in it.
Sports, yeah.
Isn't that one right? The green ones.
We really don't need you. We just need a Kevin Bott.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Gold is fake. Gold is fake. Beep boop.
It's not fake. It's real.
Let's go.
It's shiny metal. What
it's just a shiny rock.
I mean, it got valuable because it's pretty.
It's of no use to sports.
Yeah. Well, no, it's actually pretty good for awards because it's shiny. Gold gloves. See?
You guys going to bring anything for Thanksgiving dinner here?
No.
No.
Here?
Yeah.
I think it's just desserts, right?
Think so. Yeah.
Everything else is brought in. What am I going to bring? Twinkies? I'm not going to make something.
You should bring in some Twinkie-flavored candy canes.
All right, you know what? I'll bring in some Twinkies.
You would bring the house down if you walked in with like 5 boxes of Twinkies.
You know what?
No one else's dessert is getting eaten.
All right, done. I'm doing it.
If you bring 5 boxes of Twinkies.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
On the plus side, they never expire, so if nobody eats them, that's right. I can just let them sit out.
Yeah. Do you think 4 bucks, 5 bucks?
It's about 4 bucks for a box. Not that I know.
When's the last, honest question, I can't remember the last time I bought Twinkies.
I bought Zingers recently.
Did you?
They still rock.
Yeah. No frosting on the top.
I don't
makes
know
them.
About Zingers.
No? They're like Twinkies with icing on the top?
I think they're like higher end Twinkies.
I've never heard of Zingers.
Well, they have different flavors too. You've got the Twinkies flavor.
Chocodiles are my jam.
Yeah.
Those are chocolate covered Twinkies.
Yeah, in a while.
What?
Chocodiles.
Is Twinkies Hostess?
Yes.
Yeah. So is that Hostess?
Yes.
Chocodiles?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And the other ones are not. Are those
they're Debbies? Dolly Madison?
Dolly Madison.
Yeah.
I think I knew. I don't think we were. I think we weren't a Hostess family. I think we were a Little Debbie family.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, those are good too.
Superior cakes for less money.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Are they?
Oh, I think so. Hostess used to be great, but then remember something happened. They went bankrupt.
They almost went away and
almost
then they got
went away.
Saved.
Yeah.
Didn't they change their recipes?
Yeah, they just came back bad.
Yeah.
The only thing that's still good are the cherry pies.
Those are great.
Like, I literally threw away Ding Dongs the other night because they were that bad.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Ding Dongs?
No.
Ding Dongs.
Were they bad, or were they just like, they were just not as good as you remember them?
They were bad enough that I threw them away.
Mm.
Like, I didn't finish a Ding Dong.
You do not want a bad Ding Dong.
Mm-mm. Changes everything.
Really
I have
does.
Never thrown away a Ding Dong.
What do you do with all your
I've never
ding-dongs?
Turned down a Ding Dong either.
You take all Ding Dongs?
All Ding Dongs.
Amy's having the best time of her life right now.
Yeah.
We'll play some Trivial Pursuit
you don't know, you
and make jokes
pretend
like
you don't
this.
Mean what you mean.
Yeah. You guys can leave now.
Okay. Thank
See
you.
Thank God.